Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses starting from 13 to 20. Book of Mark, chapter 4, verses starting from 13 to 20. And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now, these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, 60, and some 100. Here ends the Bible reading. Oh my dear brothers and sisters, how wonderfully the Lord Jesus Christ, he brings in the concept of parable to his disciples. He gives three contexts, or three different situations as an example to explain about the word being sown by the sower and how the Satan, with all his craftiness, tries to snatch away the word which has been sown. The first one, we can see that the word is sown on a stony ground. And what happens when the seed is sown? The receiver receives it with gladness. But immediately after that, what happens? The cares of the world, the problems of the world, the tribulation of the world. Hallelujah! It disturbs the seed. Since it's a stony ground, the roots of the seed are not getting in. So what happens? The seeds are getting drifted away. The word is getting drifted away. The word doesn't stand on the stony ground. And secondly, we see that the word has been sown in a thorny place, which has been sown among thorns. So what happens? These are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word. They hear the word. They receive the word. But what happens is that the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of the riches, and the focus on other things drives away the word from them. The word wouldn't sustain in them as well. The word is getting choked by the cares and responsibilities and other things of this world. So that is the second type. And the third type is the word that is sown on good ground, on a good soil. What happens to it? Jesus Christ, he loves to sow on a good ground. Are we the good ground who receives the word and who bear fruit? The Bible says that, but these are the ones sown on good ground. Those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Hallelujah. Can you see how much the fruit is getting multiplied? The fruit is the good deeds. The fruit is the ministry. The fruit is winning souls for the Lord, bearing fruit for the kingdom of God, winning souls for the kingdom of God, touching lives, reaching out to people, sharing the word of God, delivering them from the sicknesses, being the light in the darkness, the ministry of Christ. That is how you bear fruit, a Christian life. If you are a receiver of the word, and if the word doesn't stand in you, then you are a rocky ground. You are a rocky ground, yeah. You are a stony ground. And if the cares of the world, and if the cares of the world is disturbing you, the thought to make wealth and riches is disturbing you, then the word that is in you is getting choked, and you are the person. You are the thorny ground. The word doesn't stand or sustain in you. But if you are a person who, after receiving the word, accepted the word and made changes in your life, preparing all that is needful to be a fruit-bearing Christian, then you are the person who is considered as a good soil. In you, the word will sustain, and also the word will multiply. You are the fruit-bearing Christian. God wants you. God is looking for a people who can receive the word, who can accept it, and who can bear fruits for the kingdom of God. A 30-fold, a 60-fold, and 100-fold. Hallelujah. And you will be able to bear fruit for the Lord by the power of the Holy Ghost. When you invite the Holy Spirit to guide you, to lead you in all your work, in all your deeds, in all aspects of your life, definitely you will be able to overcome tribulation. You will be able to overcome temptation. And God will make you an overcomer, a fruit-bearing Christian. Your fruits will be multiplied into 30-folds, 60-folds, and 100-fold. That's a blessing that the Lord wants to give you with. Hallelujah. He wants to transform you into a fruit-bearing person. Check your life. Evaluate yourself. And see where you're fitting in. Are you the stony ground? Or are you the thorny ground? Or are you a good soil? God wants to talk to you. Meditate on the word of God. May the words of the Lord touch you. Hallelujah. May the Lord speak with you and instigate within you a powerful faith. May the Holy Spirit move amidst your midst. May the Holy Spirit move in your midst. Transform your life and make you an impactful person. May the Lord bless and keep you safe and sound. Amen.